I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Haiti faces a steeper curve of COVID-19 cases as many other countries see improvements. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says Haiti can't institute the same lockdown measures used by other countries because many Haitians would rather take their chances getting sick than wait inside without food. To make matters worse, DeHart says many hospitals in the country have closed or are considering it.
They don't have the screening ability to make sure they're not letting the virus into the hospital, so they feel like they would be doing more damage to the people who are sick from other things by letting the virus take over the hospital, so they're just closing them since they don't have the protective gear to fight it.
Instead, Haiti has tried to contain the virus by limiting people's movement from one part of the country to another. And the civil war in Ukraine drags on, leaving the population to live in a shelled-out ruin of what the country used to be. Eric Mock of Slavic Gospel Association says the war has almost become a way of life. Many people want to move out of the area but don't have the money. Mock struggles to explain to Christians in the West how bad things are.
Unless you're standing there with a person crying out tears in utter hopelessness, and you look around and you see the warning signs that say, hey, this is a minefield, don't walk into it, and you see the destruction, you smell the decay, I think it's very hard to convey.
Things have gotten worse under COVID-19 as the healthcare system gets overwhelmed and people suffer economically under the lockdowns. You can provide food for these people through SGA's Christ Over COVID campaign, and we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book, The Dime That Lasted Forever, by Rechunga Padidi. Get your copy at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.